Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino back here with some morning podcasting here on Wednesday morning as we are getting ready to kick off another Big Brother Wednesday. And we're doing it in a great way because two of my great friends from the world of reality TV are back here to talk with us about everything going on in Big Brother 24 and of course in their world. It is Brendan and Rachel. Brenchel is here. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having us, Rob. I wish I could ding your bell like old times.
I know. or spray some silly string in your...
Yes. believe it or not, I think that was not to date ourselves. So what was that? You know, that was what?
Seven years ago.
Seven or eight years ago. I think it was during BB16. BB16, I think that we were doing that. So yeah, that's how long that we've known each other. And so very nice to have you back. I know people are probably concerned you're on separate screens. You're not divorced, right?
No, definitely going on 10 years. Actually, like you have your 12 year, we're having our 10.
That's right.
In September.
Yes.
Okay. Whoa, that was close. You almost forgot.
Yes. So it's 10 years for you two, a 10-year wedding anniversary.
I mean, 12 years since we were on Big Brother.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, 10 years being married.
Yes. So congratulations. What are you doing to commemorate 10 years of marriage?
Yeah.
That's a good question. What are we doing?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on, Rachel.
Thanks, Rob. Woo.
Yeah.
It's getting hot in here.
No, we're trying to plan a trip, but we were just like not sure if it's going to happen over the anniversary or if it's going to happen in like October or over the holidays.
Well, sure. Then also, I mean, I don't know if you guys were in the same problem, but it's like, do we take the kids? Because what do you do? Like fly the kids somewhere to drop them off and then fly somewhere else? And
it's a challenge for sure. Okay. So we're live here on Wednesday morning. We're going to go and we will wrap this up before we get to the live feed update about an hour, 15 minutes from now. And we're live for the patrons of Rob's Podcast. We'll take your questions if you have them in the chat for Brendan and Rachel here on a Wednesday morning. So be sure to get some questions in if you have them as we go along. So let's get the update on YouTube because that in case people didn't know, much like Nicole and myself, that you two, by the way, if you're just a new patron, I'm not married to the person that's on Big Brother right now. Okay. My wife is also named Nicole. Nicole's not a great name for Big Brother players in terms of the experience that sometimes they get a rough reception, the Nicoles of Big Brother.
Yeah, and I think they're also not the favorites by the fans.
We're still waiting. For the... but anyway, I digress. Nicole and I, we moved across the country, but you both did as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's our kids with the children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We moved to Birmingham. So I accepted a residency last year at University of Alabama, Birmingham. So I am a diagnostic imaging medical physicist. It's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. So it's a clinical job. So I work at a hospital and I'm training to be certified so that I can handle the MRI, CT, fluoros, X-rays, ultrasound. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff. It's a good paying job. I enjoy it.
Okay.
And it did involve us in about a 2-month span having to renovate our condo in Van Nuys, mm-hmm. get it rented out, find a moving truck that was overpriced to move all our stuff, then buy a house
Yeah.
Sight unseen.
Yeah.
And then move over to out. And then during the course of that, Rachel wanted to film a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, we documented it all.
Yeah. It wasn't enough to just move. It was, you know.
Yeah. And Rachel, was it, did you have to be convinced to pack up and leave, or were you up for the move?
I had to be convinced. I feel like this is the thing. The truth is, at the time, because it was 2021, we had just gotten out of like the pandemic-ish kind of, right? So we're in LA, and you know, Rob, it was a little crazy. So I was like, well, maybe it'll be good to like take a little 2-year siesta from LA and kind of like go somewhere where we have a little bit of room, like a bigger house, a yard, you know, because we had a townhouse in LA. So it's just different. You're like packed in with all these houses and just like, it's so crowded there and COVID, and it was a little crazy. So I wasn't necessarily had to be convinced, but I will tell you that Brendan put me through a lot of stress when he did this match program, because like, we literally had no idea where we were going.
Oh,
well, and that's part of what we document on the show too, is the
it's
match
like being on the Amazing Race again.
Yeah. I mean, the match process is horrible. They do it for med school. We also do it for medical physics.
Yeah.
But it's basically like you interview with people and then you make a list of your top places you want to go. And then they make their list and they plug it into a computer and beep, 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 beep. It comes out.
You don't get to swipe on cities that you like.
Yeah, no. And then you wherever you get selected, you go. Well, for me, I didn't match with anyone. And so it was like, nobody, it just like at match.com, nobody likes me. So I was ultra sad and depressed, but then there's a second part where you reapply because there's programs that don't match also. And so Alabama ended up not matching, and turned out it was a good match for me. So I actually really liked, because they're a massive hospital, so they have a lot of stuff.
Sure.
So it's great for me.
And this was all chronicled on the brand new show, Better with the Brentials, which can be seen on Bespoke TV and also coming to YouTube. We get to see this whole adventure.
Yes, correct. So with the show, so we knew we were moving, and so I wanted to document that. And then I got in talks with the team over at Bespoke, and they're like, well, what do you want to film? Are you just going to film going across the country and traveling? And I started really thinking about it. And I was like, wouldn't it be cool if we could meet with different organizations in the cities we're traveling through and try to work with them, especially ones like that are making a difference and that maybe people don't necessarily know about.
You made stops on the move?
Oh, Rob, we make stops in numerous cities.
Yeah. If you could have drawn, you could have drawn a straight line between LA and Birmingham and then zigzagged it about 50 times.
With the moving truck, all your stuff?
No. They took our stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. They took our stuff and then we moved. Yeah. It was just a nightmare from start to finish because it was so much stress.
Oh my
stress.
God. Okay.
We had to have a nanny. It was Brendan's niece, but she had to come with us to help us with the kids because we had the dog and the two kids and we're trying to film a show. And we had like at part of the show, we had a crew traveling with us. And then part of the show, we had local crews. So it was like, it was a full thing, but the whole reason behind the show, honestly, it's about the people that we meet up with and the organizations and what they're doing. And like, we got to work with so many cool people, which I think is something that is going to be really, you know, life-changing for Adora, because she got to go, like, she did so many cool things and learned so many different things about how to make a difference. And that was the goal. Like, we wanted to do what we could to teach Adora and also to like make a difference in these communities however we could.
Well, and Rob, you know how it is as a father. It's like, you try to be a better person.
you try.
You're like, this is what you should be doing. These are the types of things that we should be involved with. We should be concerned about. And, you know, so there's a lot of great opportunities for us to try to impart some lessons for our children, not Adler so much as Adora.
But, okay.
Right. And we learned about everything from like snake, you know, like why rattlesnakes are important. We had a snake wrangler come and talk to us. We did like,
we got to pet a rattlesnake.
Yes.
Yeah. Literally, Brendan touched a rattlesnake. I would not. It was too scary. But we got to do like work with a cool company that is donates bras. We got to work with an equine therapy company organization. We got to work with this really cool organization in El Paso that's working with Juarez, Mexico.
Well, and that one was like particularly, yeah, I think, important to me. I am half Mexican, so like for my daughter to really kind of learn a little bit about her heritage, but also there's these people that are taking stuff over to children across the border. And even to find out how hard it is for them was really enlightening for us, because they're just taking like toys or basic goods. And even our government sometimes will not let them go over. Mm-hmm. So especially during COVID and stuff. So in these families on the other side of the city, on the other side of the border are, extreme poverty, you know? So it's like the need is so great. And COVID just kind of made everything worse.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because when you're in El Paso, there's literally a giant border, and like one side is El Paso, the US, and like beautiful houses and all this stuff. And the other side is Juarez. And it's just like, it's completely different. It's just, it's crazy.
Adora even got to feed a rhinoceros in Baton Rouge.
And a giraffe.
Yeah.
And a giraffe.
There's a lot of animals on the show.
Yeah. A lot of animals on the show. Yeah, we learned a lot about animals. Adore wants to be a vet. So we got to do a lot of animal stuff. She held a crocodile. Alligator.
Careful. Oh, yeah. Be careful, please.
An alligator.
All right. Well, I do want to get your thoughts on Big Brother, and we'll circle back and talk more about the show and Snake in the Grass and everything else that you have coming up. But we always, when we're in the presence of Big Brother royalty, would love to get the perspective of what's happening in the current world of Big Brother. And it's been a roller coaster of a season so far.
It's a roller coaster. I feel like, for me, though, I'm going to take the positives. Okay, we have two sides of the house, which is something that we haven't had in seasons, right? Mm-hmm. It's always a unanimous vote. Everyone's doing what everyone else is doing. So this season, we do have two sides of the house, love them or hate them. We have these, like, epic, like, battles between people that, like, I feel like we haven't had either in a few seasons, where it's, like, you know, you really rooting for someone to win at HOH. So I think that there's a lot of like fun things to watch about this season.
Well, but, I mean, and for me,
roller coaster.
I think like The Blind Side. I mean, I honestly had to think back to, I couldn't remember the last time we actually had a legitimate blind side. Not, you know, I think I'm going home. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. But a legitimate blind side. Because I don't know if you can think about it, Rob. I don't know when the last time we had like a legitimate blind side where nobody had any clue.
Like on a Thursday.
On a Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when was the last time?
Funeral, maybe.
No. Well, I feel like we definitely had them during Big Brother 20. I'm trying 20? To think of some other, if we had any during, and the chat might know better than me. I feel like that last season was not a blindside E season. Big Brother 22 was very straightforward. Maybe like when Nicole F got blindsided by Cody in the finale, that might've been the last time we had a blindside. A one person blindside. But other than that, I feel like we have not had many in the last couple of years.
And maybe also I'm seeing a little less of like the focus on the following after the show. Granted, The Amazing Race is kind of tainted Big Brother because everybody thinks they're going on Amazing Race now. But I think that there seems to be a lot of people who are playing the game, and that's been nice to see. Like Dude Bro Kyle, I never would have thought that I would find myself rooting for him, but he's become a very likable person, likable player. And there's still like, even within the leftovers, there's still a little bit of what curiosity is like, will Michael and Brittany break away from Kyle and Joseph? I don't know. So, there's still, I guess it's nice to know that I still don't know how the season's going to progress, right?
Yeah.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
So I want to ask you both about the Kyle and Alyssa of it all.
Yeah.
Of course, we have two of the greatest experts of Big Brother love. I'm not sure necessarily if this is what I would describe Kyle and Alyssa as.
You never know.
You never know. But you never know. And I definitely feel like...
I think it's cute. I think... like, I know people are like, oh, it's so cringy. And I know Twitter is not not a fan of this showmance, but I
they're really not. Yeah.
No, I personally am. I think they're cute. I think that, like, I feel like Alyssa really genuinely likes him and she's been pursuing mm-hmm. him. And then Kyle finally kind of like let his guard down and now he's all about it. But it's definitely messing with his game. I mean, and if he votes out Taylor this week, I feel like that would be a really unfortunate side effect of that showmance. Because I don't think it's good for his game.
Yeah, I don't think that that's a possibility.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know. Everyone on Twitter, that's what the tweeters are talking about.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Please don't call them tweeters ever again.
Sorry,
look,
I don't know.
It's offensive.
You know, I am not caught up with like the events of overnight, and we'll see what you know. Taryn has to say at 11, but you know that is not my understanding of how things are going to go. And again, chat, let me know if I miss something, but. That I feel like everybody's a little too like uptight about this whole situation. Like if this is how he wants to go with his game, like right. Let the man live. Like why does everybody have to be a game bot? Like
I agree. And not only that, but I'm also like I feel like this might be one of his first romances because he's kind of talked about that, mm-hmm. and so I think it's exciting. Like let him live. Like. I know, you know, it might ruin his game. He might not win.
Who cares? It's not your money.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not your money. And then also, like, there's going to be one winner. And we're all rooting for either, like, a Michael win or a Taylor win. I don't know. So, I mean, I'm not really rooting for a Kyle win. So,
I think the problem with Alyssa is just I think a lot of people don't like her because she was talking smack about Taylor in the beginning. And so that obviously put her on one side of the one side of the house for a mm-hmm. lot of people. So I don't think people want to see Kyle hook up with anyone who has been, you know, mean to Taylor, been talking smack about.
Yeah.
Taylor,
so. I definitely think that people liked it that like, oh, look at Alyssa. She's so thirsty for Kyle and he wants nothing to do with her. Like, well, that wasn't exactly the case.
Yeah.
Right.
And now it's like, Kyle, we don't even know who you are anymore. We're not talking to her. How could you do this? But to me, I just feel like that, look, we want to be entertained by the show. This seems like pretty like harmless fun. Nobody is getting hurt here. Like there's no...
Maybe Kyle's mom.
Sure, for Kyle's mom. It's not fun. But like I feel like that this is, comedy of, you know, you have to, this keeps it interesting. Like, okay, you have this alliance of seven people. And we don't like the other people in this other house. And it'd be great to have the steamroll, but like, don't you want to, like, if this was like a scripted TV show, you'd have bumps in the road, like things that they have to figure out.
I want a little sloppiness in my Big Brother.
Yeah, 100%. You know? And also, they're all
sides
of the house.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's about being unpredictable. Our best Big Brother moments come when you least expect it, when you're not predicting what's going to happen. And so, like, I mean, again, as much as you don't want to see it, like the person that you're rooting against, it's good when they win HOH because it throws a wrench in what you want to see in the show. We want to have a certain outcome, but you don't want a predictable. I don't want to know how it's going to work out because that's what I enjoy watching.
Yeah.
I enjoy getting upset. Right.
And I also feel like we get to see this whole thing where Alyssa's like, I had no idea Kyle didn't tell me. And I don't understand why he wouldn't tell me. And so like, I feel like that's some good comedy also, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, well, your boyfriend's not talking to you. Like, I don't know. We got to figure that out.
Yeah, I just think that the conflict is gonna like make it spicy. Sure, like it looked so bleak for this season a couple of weeks ago, and so like you know we're like okay, well we just like finish the job, like don't get distracted. But I think that this is okay. Like I think that this is ultimately like you know expect the unexpected. We want to see this like you know these curveballs in the game. Like this is just you know comedy to me of that these two people are going to get together, and now the whole you know the plan that seemed like it was not going to be stopped, like it's a little bit more complicated. Do they take out Kyle, or that I was talking about this recently about like we saw it back in Big Brother 12. Okay, what happened with Hayden and Kristen?
Yeah, they went after Kristen, the bromance, the
and Andrew had to tell everybody, right?
Right. Well, I did because I was like, you were making out. Then Andrew did. He dropped the bomb. Yeah. And then the brigade was like, oh, well, we got to get rid of Kristen because she's distracting from Hayden's game. And they didn't like that. Mm-hmm. So they were okay with me going after her.
Yeah.
Little did we know about the brigade. I mean, I think we knew about the brigade. I don't know. That's
the problem with Kristen was a long time ago.
Yeah.
She got asked, Rachel straight up asked her, like, what would you put us up if you went HOH? She's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a bad indication.
It shows two different, we had two different sides of the house, and Kristen was on one side and then they had the brigade on the other. And so it's definitely, we're going to get some of that conflict for sure with Alyssa and Kyle, because it is Alyssa probably at one time is going to question where his loyalty is.
Yeah. And then if Kyle starts to drift, I mean, maybe at some point Alyssa does start.
Now does Kyle stick with Joseph, or does Kyle totally go to the side with Alyssa?
I don't know. The logical part of his brain may stop working.
Going back to in BB12, did Hayden was okay or not okay with Kristen going out?
At the end of the day, it was him or her, right?
Yeah. He wasn't on the block, but it was like the brigade wanted. It was Kristen was on the block with Lane, I think, right?
No, it was Hayden and Kristen.
Was it Hayden and Kristen?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was in the chat.
It's been that long.
Remind us.
And that was your HOH, Rachel?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, no, when Hayden, you win so many, Brendan, it's hard to keep track.
Because Hayden won first. She won second.
Well, Hayden was not okay with it, but he was more motivated to win the money. I think Kyle is more enamored.
Yeah. He's got TikTok money. What does he need this Big Brother money for?
Is that a thing? He's
TikTok money? I think so.
Is he that big on TikTok?
He's pretty big.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I enjoy watching Kyle because it looks like he's enjoying the game. And it looks like he's having fun. And I don't think
he is now. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. He doesn't seem so focused on, again, like, just increasing his Instagram following. I don't hear him talking nonstop about that sort of stuff.
No, so he's talking about Alyssa now nonstop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is great. This is what we like to see. Cause
I think it's cute.
Everyone's going to start questioning.
Could the leftovers, then, you know, somebody from the leftovers win HOH and then go after Alyssa to get Kyle's head back in the game?
I think it would have to be like Joseph doing that, but I don't, think
but they also risk ostracizing Kyle, because again, you know, somebody does that who's close to you feel like it's on your side and blindsides you, or does that
might be different if Joseph did it, because Joseph is like his person. I think maybe, unless things have changed that much, when it was Joseph and Pooch and Kyle, but now it's like Joseph.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Robin, I maybe you can clarify for me, because I felt like when I was reading some of the stuff, it sounded like for a while that Kyle was talking about not caring about Alyssa, like, oh, it's okay if she goes home.
So that's a good question of like that. And I think that was like the peak of like, it's like, Alyssa, take a hint. He doesn't like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. She's so desperate. But I really do think that it was a case of that. I think Kyle was like, get her out of this house right now. I don't know how much, longer I can hold out.
Yeah.
Like that's quite possible. Like, please save me. Yeah. Save me. Get her out. And then they weren't going to, and he wanted them to. And then they last minute decided they did want to. He's like, now you tell me. And then ultimately, spoilers, that Daniel used the veto and now they're not going to. And I think he's just like, I can only hold out so long.
Yeah. Well, now they're like making out in every room in front of people. So mm-hmm. I think they obviously don't care anymore.
Yes. So
yeah, is everyone in the house now pretty confident that they are showmates?
Yeah, they're making out in front of people.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Joseph even walked in on them or something making out. They're all talking about, everyone knows that they're like making out. So I think Brittany and Michael in The Leftovers, mm-hmm. I would see them breaking off from that group and maybe bringing Taylor with them. And then it would mm-hmm. still be Kyle and Joseph and like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
not sure if the guys are like, I think the guys are going to feel like betrayed also that Kyle is going off and doing his own thing.
But it's like Monty. Does Monty care? Monty doesn't seem to care.
I think Joseph cares. I think Joseph is like the enforcer of like, hey, yeah. like we're not doing this. We said no showmances.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like he's like the guy that's like leading that.
But then again, I don't know, Joseph. So what's the relationship between Joseph and Taylor? Because at times when I'm reading it, it sounds like they're almost like borderline romantic. I can't mm-hmm. really tell.
A flirt man.
Yeah. Okay. I think they're trying to make people think also that they are a couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes that fake couple turns into a real couple at some point also.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I really anticipate like Monty and Joseph, and then like Michael and Brittany and maybe Taylor breaking off of that leftover group. And then like Monty, Joseph, I don't know, Terrence. Maybe.
So now do people Kyle. View Michael mm-hmm. and Brittany as a pair outside of their, you know, their
festy besties?
This, yeah, festy
they
besties.
Totally, everyone's totally viewing them as a pair.
Okay. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I mean, even when Festy Besties are over, I'm assuming they're going to think that they're working together no matter what happens.
What do you two think of the Festy Besties twist? Because I think in some ways it's
the dynamic duo.
It's like BB13's initial twist, right?
Yeah. So I said this on our podcast. I said I thought.
Give the plug.
Oh, right. It says, so I have a podcast with Jason Guy and Hannah Chadha, and it is called The Secret Alliance Podcast. You can watch it on YouTube. So I was saying, I think that it's very similar to the Big Brother 13 dynamic duo twist. I mean, it's the dynamic duo twist. But I thought that they're playing it totally different. And I was like, are they fan? Because like Michael's a huge fan of the show, and so is Brittany. But they didn't want, they wanted to be against someone that they could have like maybe beat on the block. But I always thought, in my opinion, you would want to be on a Festy Bestie with someone that you can pull off of the block because you're playing the game together. So HOH both wins. So you don't want to be against like Taylor and Nicole are such a weird pairing because they don't like each other. So like, why would you want to be with a Taylor and a Nicole situation? Like Michael and Brittany are the mm-hmm. actual way to play this dynamic duo Festy Bestie situation.
Maybe the difference here is that Festy Bestie is not going to last that long. Whereas in BB 13, right? Wasn't there like some sort of a extra prize if you got to the end like with your loved one? And then,
I think
I'm getting that confused with BB 6.
No, I think you're right. I think it was. I mean, but it's like, right. I mean, how possible was that to make it to the end with your pairing? I mean, it's pretty tough.
I wonder, like, you know, sort of like maybe in the case of like Dick and Danielle might have like looked at it the same way where like if they were on the block together, if Danielle was like, okay, well, they're always going to vote Dick out first.
Yeah.
And well, we also had the golden key.
Yeah.
So someone got like a golden key where they wouldn't be nominated and they couldn't go home basically. So here we're seeing because Terrence joined up with another Festy Bestie group. So now there's three of them. So mm-hmm. three of them could get nominated or three of them are safe. So assuming that this is the same situation, whoever stays this week, assuming it's Taylor, is Taylor going to go? I would think she would join up with Brittany and Michael. That would be her smartest move, right? Especially since Michael's so darn good at winning vetoes. That's why everyone was like, why did Terrence pick the Monty Joseph group when he should have picked Michael group? Because they're
well, because but Monty and Joseph, right? Yeah.
Monty and Joseph repair.
Yeah. They had already talked to Terrence about that. I mean,
yeah, I think that their whole thing is like, hey, we have the numbers with the leftovers. So like, okay, always go with like, okay, well that we'll be able to control who goes out because of the way that this twist is going to work. So probably with only 1 week left, I think for Taylor, like, I think that it would not be the best move to go to, I'm sure they've talked this through, but to go with Brittany and Michael, because then if somehow like Jasmine wins HOH and now all of a sudden on Thursday night, Brittany, Michael, or Taylor is going to go home. I think that they'd say like, okay, let me go link up with like, Jasmine and Turner, then, cause it's like, okay, well at least like if this group goes up, we have like somebody that's expendable from this group.
And I mean, no matter what happens next week, they're still going to have the numbers, right? Because now
the leftover, if they stick together, but then I was thinking like, I know what you're saying, Rob, and I agree with what you're saying, but also like looking at that in a different way, that if Jasmine did win and then Michael is able to pull them all down and they all like win the veto, when Michael's already won all these vetoes, like why wouldn't, I just think it makes sense because then you know all three of you are safe. I look at it like a safety thing, I think.
Yeah, I think they're trying to like cover all of their bases where that no matter what happens, they're safe, as opposed to like whatever's like the most likely thing that could happen in terms of like, okay, who's most likely to win the veto? Let me partner up with him. I think that's what Terrence was thinking when he picked, I want to be with Monty and Joseph. But he actually like kind of walked into their trap where, he's like, I'm going to go with the guys because they're going to be most likely to win the veto or win the HOH. But it's like, no, they wanted you next to them in case they went up on the block, because you would be the person to go home.
Yeah.
So I think it's only one more week with this, though.
Right. Thank goodness. Because I think it's going to be weird with the two groups of three. That's just like a weird way to play a week of HOH. Because like you said, if Jasmine did win HOH and like for some reason there is two
groups. The darkest timeline.
Yeah. Imagine the woman in a scooter goes on to win her second HOH of the season.
I mean, yeah.
It's like Christmas in July.
It's August. Yeah.
I think the situation for Taylor, the best one for her would be to link up with, I think, Monty and Brittany. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Taylor will win something, like, to be honest, because I'm really, really rooting for her, but it's hard to root for someone that just isn't winning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Taylor has to go with the Jasmine and the
or Indy and Alyssa. Like I feel
Indy and Alyssa would be a good option.
Yeah, for sure. Just go somebody that they can go home.
Yeah,
and she stays. I mean, that's her best option. Again, they just have to win an HOH. I mean, it's highly likely, but there's always a chance. So it could be the random ball throw. You know,
but the problem is like if let's say Michael and Brittany win. And then Taylor's with, you know, Indy, and then the Jasmine wins HOH or something. I mean, it's just like there's so many scenarios when there's two groups of three it just messes with everything.
What HOH are they due for right now? The first one was...
So I think that it's a new person running the comps this season. So I kind of feel like that we're throwing out like a lot of like the comps I think have been pretty new this season. Yeah.
I mean, but
the last one they did the HOH was that was a repeat comp.
Okay, that was the skating one. Oh, the sliding.
Yeah,
mermaid. So I mean, that was a physical comp. So
I'm talking about the beer. The mermaid was what was the for, was veto. Yeah the veto. The second veto, I think. Okay. This was sliding the beer steins down.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess that was not so physical. So. I mean, they probably are going to have to come up with some sort of like mental comp for HOH. So there's a,
twice.
Huh?
I think they're due for an endurance because they haven't done endurance yet.
What the hanging one? Was that the first first HOH, that was just a small part of it.
That was endurance, though. That was like...
Yeah, okay. Then you're right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if they do a favor in endurance, is there a small female that stands to win?
So... I don't think we're going to get
tall.
Like maybe we might get the endurance comp, like the first one that they are not in the Festy Besties, because I feel like that from the live feeds, like I kind of feel like that they would give us like notice of like, hey, it's going to be a Thursday night. It's going to be an be sure to watch the live feeds, get your live feeds ready. I feel like that maybe that might be a good spot for it. Like, okay, by the way, you're that's not in Festy Besties. Who wants it? So I think that that's going to be the first one out.
Okay.
I like that.
That's fair. Let me bring in a question from the chat. And of course, if you have questions for Brendan and Rachel, we'd love to get them in the chat. Felipe has a question. Rachel and Brendan, who do y'all want to win? And who do y'all think will probably win the season?
I think Felipe is from the South.
Mm-hmm. I think I want Michael to win it right now because I feel like Michael's playing the best game as a Big Brother fan. And then he's winning vetoes. He's being strategic. He's in all these alliances. I don't know. Something about Michael to me is just like really, I like him as a Big Brother player.
Do you like that he shouts out Janelle?
He does shout out Janelle.
Yeah, why not Rachel?
It should be Rachel. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, I like everything I think about Michael's game right now because I think he's just playing a good game. And I am obviously a fan of Taylor. Like, we all are. But, like, she's just not doing what I want to see a Big Brother winner do. And I hate when, like, people go through up to jury and then start winning stuff. Like, that's not my Big Brother player I want to see win the game. But, like, I mean, honestly, though, like, Xavier was a great winner, and he kind of didn't really win a ton of stuff in the beginning, did he? Like, I don't remember him winning.
I mean, he just laid under the radar. I mean, he played the middle of the road.
And he was great, and he's a great winner.
But in the same sense, like, Michael, I like Michael. I want Michael to win. But as somebody who won a bunch of POVs in the very beginning, it just sets you up to have to keep winning the rest of the game. I think he's going to
potentially, like, the more he wins, like, you know, now Taylor's in a position that she could start winning at any point and it'll be great. Could you imagine like how much attention would be on Taylor if she was winning comps too? Yeah.
I mean, they're already comparing her to Janelle and she hasn't won anything. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny, but I think my pick is Joseph. I think Joseph is very likable. I think he's got a great social game. I think he's in the mix, but he's not doing all the talking. He's not leading the charge in a lot of stuff. So I see Joseph going pretty far. He seems like he has the potential to win stuff if he starts.
Sadly, I don't see another season of a female winner this season. I just don't know. I don't know what female would win.
There's been too much infighting early on.
And like Brittany, even Brittany, I just think she could get to the end, but I just don't see her pulling out
a
win.
She's got to bring in some wins before she even has a shot at the final.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, I think it's going to probably be down to Taylor or Brittany to potentially win. Yeah. And I have more faith in Taylor to win comps at the end.
Yeah, I mean, and Taylor could win on likability. She sits next to Paul. You know what I mean? It's somebody who burned a bunch of bridges and got to the end.
There's nobody. I just don't see the jury even. I mean, but you know, the jury change. These Big Brother people change. We know. I lived in that house. You change like a million times your opinion on things. Yeah. So like by the end of the season, everyone might love her.
I mean, from week to week.
She's grown on them already.
If somebody time traveled to this like from 2 weeks ago, this house would be unrecognizable. So you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen.
He's like, Taylor's still here? Why? Mm-hmm. We all hate her.
Mm-hmm. What? A fan. But that would be unrecognizable. How about this question from Natalie? This is a good one. Okay, Natalie says, what do you think about all the people from this season gunning for a spot on Amazing Race? Are there two house guests you'd actually like to see on it? And who do you think would do well? Of course, don't forget when Amira was leaving, Nicole had these words.
Amira, I'll see you on Amazing Race.
I love that.
Never fails.
Yes. I'll see you on Amazing Race.
This is why I'm happy to see so many Big Brother people go on Amazing Race and even win. Obviously, we did not. But at the same time, I think it's kind of tainted the Big Brother where people, again, I saw somebody tweet. It's like, focus on the game. Like, focus on the show that you're on. Like, stop worrying about what you're going to be doing after this show and what show you're going
to
be on next.
And I'm surprised she's not saying, I'll see you on the challenge, to be honest. Because, like, it's like now they have like the challenge or the Amazing Race. I don't know that there's a team right now that I want to see on the Amazing Race, but like if there were
Kyle and Alyssa,
well, Kyle
put it down, mark it down, Amazing Race 35.
Can't hear the bell.
Yeah,
can't we say that we really kind of also would want to see like people that are going against each other, like maybe not best friends.
A Taylor and Nicole?
Yes. It's like, all right,
no,
Nicole.
Not Taylor and Nicole. Not those. But like
you want to be, how bad do you want to be on the Amazing Race? Okay, go
on
with
somebody.
Taylor
and Nicole, and then
no.
Nicole
Taylor doesn't deserve
Rachel
that.
Riley.
Taylor doesn't deserve that.
Poor Taylor. That would be awful for Taylor.
Yeah.
No, I think one person who would be entertaining on the show would probably be Kyle, because he reminds me a little bit of like Leo from Amazing Race,
oh,
which
that's
is like,
true.
He's always having, which Leo?
Yeah.
Oh, the Afghanimals.
Yes.
He's always having fun out there.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. Those are fun people to watch on Amazing Race.
And Alyssa might be a little crazy. So maybe it would be a good match.
Okay.
Maybe.
People like, you know, they think they're not a Brenchel couple, but they could be a Brenchel couple.
No. There's only one Brenchel. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned the challenge. You mentioned Leo from the Afghanimals. Are you two watching Challenge USA? Of course, one of your castmates, Enzo, is playing in Challenge USA.
It blows my mind. Enzo's like all of a sudden blown up. He's like on all these shows. I mean, he's on.
Why? What else is he on?
He was back on All Stars.
Big Brother 22. Yeah, the Enzo comeback.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing the challenge. Yes. Is he doing well? He's not doing well. But
he's not out.
He's not out. Yeah, I was going to say he's not out and he's definitely there and he's playing it. And I don't think he has a target on him.
Yes,
the Big Brother, it's such a weird dynamic because there's only three. I think they should have had more Amazing Racers.
Yes.
I think it's just like casting was a little bit unbalanced in my opinion. But I
don't even know the Love Island
people.
I mean, why do you think those people on there?
Like 24 players, six from each show, maybe. That's what I think would have been better, or if they were gonna do, you know, five from each show, like it just should have been a little more balanced, I think.
Yes. And then you also played on The Amazing Race with Leo, right?
We did.
Yes.
I love him.
Yes.
He's amazing. He's honestly, I will say, I love watching him on that show. And like, I always love Leo. I think he's just one of my favorite people because he just brings the like joy. There's just something about Leo that's like always in a good mood. He's always having fun doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it gets intense. And it's like, it's
he's
fun.
A competitor.
And it's fun to have those people who we can play. But we can also have fun. And they're not like just about like drama and fighting all the time. And so, I mean, I see Kyle. I mean, Kyle and Joseph might make a great team too to watch on The Amazing Race. They might
be
interesting.
Would be fun, actually.
They'd probably win. Yeah. Yeah.
Or on the Challenge USA, because now that's going to be the next thing that everyone's going to be talking about.
Sure.
Challenge USA.
Well, okay. If I make it into Challenge USA through, you know, four episodes, you know, Rachel, you went back and played in the Amazing Race reality edition. And there was thought during that of like, hey, we have to stay show strong. And that quickly didn't end up, you know, meaning that much. We've seen in the Challenge USA.
Yeah,
we've seen the Challenge USA that that seems to be the guiding philosophy of like, hey, I'm going to stick with my show. And we see from the Big Brother side of things specifically, it is already
they were
like,
ready to throw each
coming
other under
apart.
The bus.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't understand, and I said this on a tweet and I deleted my tweet because I got so much hate, but like, I am not surprised. It's the Big Brother team that turns on each other. And I also like, I'm
why?
Not
who was, who I- was hating that? The Big Brother fans?
No, what they hated was when I said, I told everyone before the show not to trust Alyssa.
Oh,
But
why? How did you know? How did you know?
Well, I was asked for the show. I was going to go on the show, but yes. It just decided to do something else.
why don't you spill the tea?
Maybe I can't. There's no. I can't spill any tea, Brendan. Obviously, that tea hasn't been spilled.
Okay. I have a tea, but I can't spill it.
Yes, but yeah. So you have reasons. This isn't just but like based on your watching of the show that you have.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I can say that when I had
Rachel may have had a shady interaction with her.
I had a talk with her before the show, and
I believe didn't she say that you were her favorite player, right?
Yeah. Is she really?
But I called her and I was like, hey, let's talk about the challenge. You want to work together, blah, blah. And she's like, well, I know that there's other people from Big Brother going on. We all have an alliance. Let me call them and see if I can bring you in. And I was like,
yeah.
What? So like she was playing the game. They were all playing the game before the show started. And so
Big Brother 22.
Yeah. It was
Derek.
Okay, but we all play, like, please, like, you telling me that the Survivor people didn't call each other. We all call each other.
Yes.
But, like, this is for your patrons only. I hope you edit this part out. But, yeah, like, we all had
a chat about it. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
She's unveiled a whole new realm people had no idea existed.
Okay, yes. Maybe they do. I think they do.
Come on.
But maybe I'll do
that. I'm going to call the whole alliance and ask them, like, I feel like you don't do that, right? Were they on like a conference call?
Oh, they 100% were on conference call. Well, for the challenge. I don't know about for other shows.
Yeah.
But like,
where does it get you, the conference call? And
nowhere, because they backstab Xavier right away.
Abolish conference calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't get them.
Whenever they bring back people, they need to like split them up into like what Survivor does, into like tribes or something. Mm-hmm. So it makes it hard for people to work together that already have pre-planned alliances. I mean, you have to create some division.
The audience know that we already have pre-planned alliances. I don't know.
But they're not working, so it's not like that they're coming in and dominating. So
no, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Big Brother 22.
Yes.
Horrible.
But Survivor is staying Survivor strong. I don't know about the whole season, obviously, but like, I think it is interesting to see Survivor staying Survivor strong versus like how the Big Brother team is so ready to turn on each other.
Right. Is there something about the nature of the game of Big Brother that
100%. Yes. Like I think Kyland and Alyssa were bitter against Xavier because Xavier won. And I think that there was definitely that whole like I don't know if like jealousy or just the fact like we got you out kind of thing.
Yes, sour
like,
grapes.
I really
feel like it was
personal. Like I don't think
no doubt.
Smart for their game.
You can't even argue that it was smart for their game of like, oh, if we get out Xavier, that'll help us. Like how?
Yeah.
But I wonder if there's something to the show where on Survivor, like part of like the need to have success on Survivor, you have to be able to function like within a team.
Yeah.
In Big Brother, because the game is individual the whole way through of like you can and you have to at some point like take out people in your own alliance. I wonder if that's sort of like more like born out of the show you come from.
It might be.
It could be, or it could just be because I was also thinking maybe because they had all just been on Big Brother.
Yeah, and so recent. Yeah.
It was so recent that I think there was still so much of that like mentality because, I mean, they filmed in March. So if you think about it, they're September is when they were off the show. So they had, October, November, December.
Yeah.
5 months.
Okay.
And so in 5 months, they're still holding. Whatever they happened on that show, they were still holding on to that.
So, Rachel, that I would think that they will do a challenge USA 2. Are you open to going back? And are you worried you will not be on the conference call for the next one?
Oh, I definitely won't be on the conference call. So I think
we just don't want to break a hip.
If they asked me, I would consider it. Rob. But like, I'm worried I would actually like hurt myself because it is kind of intense. I talked to Janelle. I like said, okay, if you do it, I'll do it. I tried to get Brittany involved. Brittany said, absolutely not. The challenge seems like definitely worse to her than any other show.
But you're good at the challenges.
I think I would be, but you know, Rob, I'm no spring chicken.
Hey, well, none of us. Hey guys, I got bad news. I have to get off because I have to go. Go do some work.
All right, Brendan. Thank you so much. Rachel, you still have a couple of minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, Brendan.
Yeah. And Rob, I miss you. I miss coming on your show. It's been too long.
Miss you too.
So if we can jump back on at any time, I'd love to come back mid-season if it's just for a 20-minute hello.
Okay. Thank you, Brendan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hopefully make it to North Carolina soon. See you guys.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know when you're closer in the area.
We're not too far anymore.
Yeah, we're on the same side of the country now.
All right. Have fun, guys.
All right. Bye, Brendan.
Bye. Right.
So, Rachel, okay, that's it. Good to know. You're up for a challenge. I think they'll do another Challenge USA.
I think they will. It's getting good ratings, and I think that, like, people are talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's actually really good. It is a good.
It's really well done. Okay.
It's well done.
But what you did go do is a brand new show. Snake in the Grass. You talked about how you were able to identify rattlesnakes on your trip across the country. You might be the snake. We haven't seen your episode. But can you tell us so that in case people don't know, what is Snake in the Grass?
Okay, so Snake in the Grass is this really fun competition show. I would say if they mixed Survivor and The Mole, because mm-hmm. there's one snake. There's four of us competing per episode. There's one snake. And there's clues. We have to camp out in the jungle. There's like a tribal council at the end. A snake pit. Mm-hmm. Snake pit.
Sure. With Bobby Bones.
Right. With Bobby Bones. And it's really epic. We go to Costa Rica, in Western Costa Rica. And I will say that they told us that no two episodes were filmed in the same location. Except for the snake pit, I guess. But I think we're going to see different topography on each episode where they're doing different challenges and different mm-hmm. things. We've already seen that in the first two episodes. They were totally different challenges. And the challenge team, so it is produced by Naked and Afraid team, but the challenge team was from Amazing Race, a lot of them.
Oh,
so interesting. Yeah, so I knew like a ton of people that were working on the show I had worked with from Amazing Race.
Yeah, and so your episode, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, I think it's the last Monday in August?
It's the 29th,
okay, yeah. So it's you, Janelle, mm-hmm. Sari,
yep.
Stephanie LaGrossa, and then there's a woman from Naked and Afraid?
No, there's only four of us.
Only four, okay.
Yeah, so. She's on a different episode. I believe that the Naked and Afraid, I think there's two of them and two normies. What do you want to call it?
Okay, so two survivors and two Big Brother people. So that's already a baked in of like who can trust their person from their show.
Literally, who can trust your person from your show. And then also like, I show up on the island and it's like, it's Sari and Stephanie and Janelle and the baby in the back.
Yes. No, we have a lot of screaming at my house.
I have a lot of screaming, but I mean, it's like Sari and like these legends, Janelle, Stephanie, like I was blown away, Rob, when I saw them. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, we had no idea. Like they told us nothing going into this show. Like, I tried to do my best to get any clues I could about anything that we were going to do, who was going to be there. Like literally it was like show up. I've never been less prepared for a show because it was literally just like show up and you'll learn about it while you're there, which was really smart because there was no way for us to prepare or do anything. They wanted it to all be like fresh and new. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like cool because you can't really get that in any other show, but like a first season show.
Yeah. And so
I read that in one of like the Survivor guys interviews too, about how they had same, like no information. We just all showed up.
Yeah. Did you watch the all reality TV men edition of Snake in the Grass?
Yeah. The Survivor guys. Yes, okay. I did. And Jeff, who's Naked and Afraid.
And Jeff from Naked and Afraid.
Who did not disappoint. He got naked.
Yes. Yes. And then I guess, I don't know. Can we spoil the men's episode? I mean, it was on. Go turn this off if you don't want to know. When you watched it, did you know who the snake was? Were you able to determine?
Honestly, I thought it was Yule the whole time because... Mm-hmm. It's so obvious, the clues and they're pointing to him and mm-hmm. everyone says that, but I'm always like, but is it so obvious? And maybe they're making it obvious because it is just obvious. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't sure, but I read it in this thing where they were like, they said that they thought the zoom ins of the snake when they were like, Bobby Bones, like over narrated it when he was like showing emotion could be a sign of a snake. I like that. I thought that was kind of neat. And I think that those are tips, like not just a snake, but liar. Right. So these are like tips that like I read about like the lie, but we didn't know about, like the snake idea, even we had no idea. It was just like totally. I mean, I'm telling you, they told us on the beach. It was like nobody knew anything that was going on. So it was like, I really like watching that because I know how they feel. So I know that like those guys showing up had no idea. So they were all the same in the same boat, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing that really jumped out to me is when they said that as you passed the bar exam. And then they were like, oh, somebody a bartender? And Malcolm's like, no, I'm a waiter. I'm like, that's a lie. Like, Malcolm's a bartender.
Yeah. Well, and, but I think none of the guys knew, right?
Mm-hmm. But I think that was his occupation, like on Survivor. So if anybody went back and, I guess you don't know who you're going to be on with, but if you're a Survivor historian, I think, you know, Malcolm's a bartender.
Well, I don't know that the other Survivor players on that episode would have known because they didn't. Mm-hmm. And did the bar, I felt like it was so obvious it was Yule because, you know, that's the first thing people are going to think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. Interesting.
I guess it depends how literal you think the clues are. That's why I think when I watch it that they're going to be literal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then tell me a little bit more about the Better with the Brentials.
Yeah. So we get to go on this like epic adventure where we travel across the country and we work with different organizations who, are making a difference in their community. And it's really cool. We learn about snakes.
So you know everything about snakes now after these shows.
I know. I learn a lot about snakes.
Yeah. How long did it take you to get across the country then as you were stopping on all these, places?
I think it was like 14, 15 days, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like it was a little bit over 2 weeks because we did, I think it was like 3 days for each location.
Yeah.
And then it was like, we have.
And this was what, last summer you did this?
Last summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, actually might've been like closer to 20 days because I think we arrived in Birmingham on like the 21st. So it was, we left on the 1st. So it was closer to 20 days.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Joshua Tree. We go to Tucson, Arizona. We go to Phoenix, Arizona. We go to El Paso, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Mobile, Alabama, and Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the coolest, well, the El Paso was really memorable to us because it made such a difference. I feel like it impacted us so much. But it was cool when we got to go learn about, we went backstage at a zoo and we got to learn about all the people that like prepare the animals' food and, that like how they're working, in conservation with these animals and how they're like, what they do to like save, cause a lot zoos get bad raps, you know, but like mm-hmm. this is zoo in particular, the Breck organization is, a conservation. They're a conservation organization. So it's not about just being a zoo. It's more about conserving animals and, you know, learning about how to take care of them and all that cool stuff. And then they also have part of theirs is swamp conservation in Baton Rouge, which was really neat because Adore got to hold a baby alligator and we got to learn about like all the crazy stuff that happens in a swamp that you just like don't even think about.
Like what happens?
Just like the ecosystem and how mm-hmm. how important one species is to another and how the swamp has like more species of certain like flora and fauna that like we don't think about. But like mm-hmm. in Louisiana, there's just so many cool like.
So it's an educational show.
Yeah. It's an I think so, but it was kind of edited together to be more entertainment-y. I wanted them to put more education in it, but we did get a lot. I got a lot of my wants.
Are you a producer on the show?
I produced the whole show. Okay. I came up with the idea. I scouted all the locations. I contacted the organizations directly myself.
Mm-hmm.
I found the organizations and the people to work with. Each episode we do feature like a reality TV personality also that we've worked with before. Yeah. So like we go to Arizona and I work with this girl, Taylor, who I actually cast for Paradise Hotel. I found her and cast her and put her on that show.
Yes. You know, I forgot about, your casting background. I remember, when we used to talk on Clubhouse, you were doing casting a lot of shows.
Yes. I still cast. Casting Temptation Island right now. So if anyone wants
to. Oh, okay. We have podcast coverage of Temptation Island.
Patreons.
So you're looking for a couple that is looking to test their relationship.
Correct. Okay. Yes. And, go live on island.
What about Kyle and Alyssa? Could you get them?
I would love, like, if they were not in contract with Viacom, I would love.
But you know, Kyle is, you know, so he is the H word.
Yeah, I mean, he is. Are you talking about hot? Because yes,
that's an H word. Yes, okay. He's just two H word.
I don't know any other H words I could think of, but mm-hmm. I would love to see him and Alyssa on the show. That's like the kind of fun we're looking for. But yeah, I mean, with the Brunchel show, I produced it. I mean, I scouted the locations. They did have someone come and film for us because obviously can't self film. And I had this other girl, Emma, who worked directly with me, and she's a producer also on the show. Brendan gets a producer credit, but he definitely
you can't do it without him. Yeah,
he tried to produce. Mm-hmm. But it was mostly me and Emma, and I did the whole thing, and it was really cool to get to go from, like, you know, this is like my second show I've sold to a show that's been on like a network or, you know, digital network, I guess. But it's cool to go from being produced on all these shows to being a producer.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen it all now at this point. You go from that, you know, being sort front and center on, you know, these Big Brother seasons to then seeing The Amazing Race three different times, casting, producing. I remember when you used to go do it, interviewing the house guests, your podcasting. So you've seen like basically every which way this sausage gets made.
Exactly. So, I mean, for unscripted TV, at least.
Yes.
I that's why I wanted to do a show when we moved. Cause I was like, I think I can do this myself. Like, I used to have the show where I would interview people and we did like little segments on it. So I kind of knew what would go into producing a travel show like this, but, you can never, when you're producing your family, you can never like predict anything. Cause especially we had the baby and the 5-year-old at the time, Adore was 5, and the dog and the nanny. And it was just like, and I mean, one time when we were in Baton Rouge, we arrived at a hotel and they had canceled our reservation. And it was like, it had to have been 11 o'clock at night. And we could not find a hotel in Baton Rouge at all. They told us to go to New Orleans, which is like 60 miles away.
Oh, so, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Crazy stuff on the road just happens when you're just traveling in general. Mm-hmm. And then mix like a crew and then mix like, you know, all these like times and things you have to get to like put together. I mean, there was a time when one of the people on location, one of the videographers that showed up, he didn't have sound. And like, thank God, Rob, I have this like portable sound for my iPhone, and like I had my portable Zoom. So like I had extra prepared because you just like, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I know.
Yeah. Oh, I know. You know.
Yeah. You need multiple.
Like, you have your show. You have a show. So
yeah, but I don't have to go anywhere really. That, you know, my show is easy. But
your reality show about your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Like the time that we tried to barbecue the hamburgers and the the tank stopped working.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, it's you know you got to be ready for anything.
You got to be ready for anything. Yeah. It was fun. It was a fun experience to get to do that.
Yeah. And how's Alabama?
Alabama's good. Alabama's fun. I love the people. I love the culture. I love, I'm starting to make friends here.
Because Brenda was reminding me, you're from North Carolina originally.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm from Charlotte. So I'm used to the South. And the thing is about the South, the people are just so nice and people are so welcoming. Sometimes I'm like, wait, are you being nice to me or do you know me from TV? Like, mm-hmm. I know that sounds silly to say.
Do you get
like,
recognized more in Alabama than in Los Angeles?
I mean, I was at Target yesterday, no makeup. I looked like a mess and the kids were like screaming. Mm-hmm. And this, of course, woman is like, oh my God, are you rich? Can we take a picture? Like Adler's throwing a fit, mm-hmm. like throwing Tide detergent out of my cart. I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. It's like happened yesterday, throwing Tide detergent. And she's like, I'm convinced she was looking at me because she was probably like that crazy mom. And then she's like, oh, it's the crazy mom from Big Brother.
Yes.
So, you know. Mm-hmm.
Rachel, is there anything else that you want to make sure that we know about today?
No, I mean, I really want people to watch Think in the Grass. Like I said, it was one of the best experiences I've had filming a show. It was epic. Mm-hmm. Our episode is going to be really exciting. I lived it. I know it's like real. It's such a fun show.
Yeah.
And right. It
set
definitely
the season
has,
pass
like,
now on the USA Network Monday yes. nights, 11 p.m.
Monday nights, 11 p.m.
Right after
and
Monday
I guess
Night
you
Raw.
Can watch it on Peacock.
Yeah.
But not they're not airing it on Peacock until the whole series has aired.
Oh,
so
okay.
It won't be on Peacock until like September or October or something.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. And then are you also part of then another show that hasn't been aired yet or is it where we can't talk about that yet?
We can't talk about that.
Okay. All right. So then just thinking that good. I'm glad we cleared that up. Okay.
Yeah. But I will say yes. I would love if they do. Julie Chen is pitching. I don't know why I want to say this, but Julie Chen is pitching this too. I would love for them to do a Legends like America's Favorite Player or Winners or something.
Yes.
Big Brother.
Okay, the short version. You would go do that. You'd throw your hat in the ring.
Yes. I'm pitching. I like tell every time I go on a podcast, I think I have a problem.
Like, yes.
I'm thirsty, as they say. Every time I go on a podcast or like anytime I get to talk in the press, I'm like, do a Big Brother, like a Winners Legend season because I'm on it.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Who says no? Who says no to that?
Honestly, right? I don't know. I want it to be, I can't do a full season. I want a 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
But the thing is like, I think, so Dan said he would do the 3 weeks. Janelle said she'd do the 3 weeks. Danielle Reyes said she would do mm-hmm. a 3 weeks in song. Like we're going to get the people we want to see. So I feel like, and mm-hmm. I think from this season, I feel like we'll get a Taylor, you know, I think mm-hmm. we could get she's going to be a legend. Probably. I don't know. Maybe
well,
not.
They always lean hard on like the recent. That's you know, that's what always happens on these things.
They do. Well, that's why I'm thinking like, and she could be a legend or maybe Michael, because Michael,
let's see how it plays out. You know, there's that, yeah. You know, it's hard to say on August 2nd, like who's going to be a legend on September 23rd. Right.
Literally. But like Xavier from last season for sure. Mm-hmm. And
Tiffany,
I talked to Xavier,
sure.
He would do the 3 week season.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get the good people. That's what I'm trying to say.
You don't have to convince me. I say yeah. Do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like we want to see you back on Survivor, Rob.
No, I mean, it's fine. It's fine. Survivor's fine. Like you know, I'm more useful here.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it would be fun to see you. If it was, I think they need to do more. I've really liked the Winners at War. I really thought mm-hmm. that was fun.
It was exciting. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Rachel, where can people keep up with you?
I mean, I would like to pitch this because I'm on your,
yes.
With your friends. My TikTok is really embarrassing. I have
What's embarrassing?
I have 900 followers.
Okay.
Only. Like,
yeah. Are you posting a lot?
I post like, you know, I don't know. TikTok is just a different world because I'm not used
Ask
to like,
Kyle.
I don't post dances and I know I need Kyle.
Yeah.
But like maybe because I don't post enough on TikTok.
What are you posting about?
I posted like the previews for Better with the Brentials and then I edit together. I have all the footage. They sent me all the footage. Well, mm-hmm. they didn't send it to me. I have like a Dropbox with all the footage. So I make my own clips where it's like clips of stuff that we did or clips of stuff that like I thought were cute little moments. So I post that and then I post like these casting tip videos.
Yeah.
So like
well, I think that's
how to
good.
Get cast
yeah.
on reality TV. And then I post like, you know, cute stuff with my family and the dog. And like, it's maybe, a very family friendly account.
Maybe you need better hashtags. Are you putting hashtag FYP?
No, okay. I thought that. So until recently, I thought thought that was a dirty word because I thought it would. Yeah, I know. I thought it was like a bad thing. And
something so that like, Kyle oh. should do instead. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So I didn't know. So now I can post FYP because I have been schooled on TikTok.
It's now safe to post FYP on your TikTok, okay? FYP.
Yeah. Yeah. I still don't know what it means, but I literally thought it was like a bad word. And I was like, I'm not posting yeah. like
Kyle's mom would prefer it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So now, yes. So now I can post FYP. No, I don't. I need to like step up my TikTok game. So please follow me on TikTok. And not Instagram. I'm on Instagram every day. Like, obviously, mm-hmm. it's my job.
Duh.
And, you know, Twitter, my friends, my tweeters with me.
Mm-hmm. You could say that now that Brendan's not here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brendan's such a hater on the tweeter word, but it's true. My tweeter mm-hmm. fam. And now we can do spaces on Twitter, which is better than Clubhouse.
Yes. Shots fired.
Right. Shots fired. Mm-hmm. Well, are you on Clubhouse still?
No. But it doesn't mean I still don't get 900 notifications a day from Clubhouse.
Oh my God, me too. I got
Clubhouse
one
is like, we're going down. Send out a million notifications. Get everybody to tell everybody to come back.
Right?
My internet was out. Literally, I'm still getting notifications from Clubhouse. Like the app is just that. Like, boom, 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 yeah. boom, boom, boom. I Same. Have no internet. How are you even no. reaching me?
They emailed me. I mm-hmm. was like, how did they get, why is my email still? I thought I deleted
Leave
my
us account. Alone, Clubhouse. Right. Yeah. This is
We're
sad.
We're not interested, Clubhouse.
This is sad. I know, Take a hint.
I think there's like, did you get the message about Super on Instagram?
No, what's Super on Instagram?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I got a message from Instagram. At the top of my thing, it said, we would like to invite you to Super.
Oh my God.
So it's like a new social media.
You're VIP.
I don't know, but like I've been asking people who've gotten it and I have not seen, I had one other person tell me that they like signed up for it. It's this, I think it's like a mix between Cameo and Clubhouse.
Yes.
But it's called Super.
Super.
Instagram is plugging it because I guess I assume it's like a meta platform because yeah. Instagram sent me a message about it.
I don't think I got invited to Super yet. Okay. Oh. I'm not Super. All right. Well, yeah. Rachel, let's start to wrap this up because I know we've got the live feed update yeah. coming up in a couple of minutes. So we can find out what's been going on overnight. But it was so nice to get to catch up.
Yes. Thank
Check
you
out
for
Rachel
having you.
On the so. Secret Alliance podcast as well.
Yes.
Better with the Brentchels, Snake in the Grass.
Yes, Snake in the Grass, Better with the Brentchels, like
Super on Instagram.
I feel like I'm doing so many things, guys. So like
staying busy.
Up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And of course, we'll be back after the episode tonight at 9:15 to talk about everything that goes on in the veto episode of Big Brother 24. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.